Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spoke today at a Fed annual policy conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and she said the case for a rate hike has strengthened in recent months because the job market has improved and prices are stable. Well, to take a closer look, we're joined now by Bloomberg's Mike Regan. He will help us examine what this all means. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so what case did Janet Yellen make about maybe raising rates?
Well, basically, the Fed has two primary goals. The first is to promote a strong labor market. And with the unemployment rate below 5%, that's sort of looking like mission accomplished on that front. Obviously, the other goal is to keep inflation at a level that's neither too high or too low. If it's too low, it can be a problem for the economy. And that's been the concern throughout the entire recovery from the recession, is that inflation really hasn't picked up to that sort of healthy ideal level. Now, today she signaled that she didn't really need to see it reaching their goal of around 2% in order to raise interest rates. But she said she's confident it'll get there over the next couple of years. And she emphasized that measured gradual interest rates along the way to that goal is still sort of the plan they're operating under.
Okay, so back in December, the Fed did raise short-term interest rates a quarter to a half a point, the first change since 2008. Today, did she give any indication about when the Fed might raise interest rates, and if so, by how much?
She didn't commit to a specific date, and most of the observers believe that's a pretty canny move on her part because it gives her some flexibility. But the reaction from most experts is that their September meeting is a possibility. Markets are pricing in about a 38% chance that they'll increase rates in September, and about a 62% chance that they'll do it in December. Now, those odds can jump around a lot, but for the moment, that's what it's looking like. Less than a 50% chance of September, and then a greater than 50% chance by December.
You know, Janet Yellen said something at the end of her speech, which I found really interesting. She said stronger productivity growth would tend to raise the average level interest rates and therefore would provide the Federal Reserve greater scope to ease monetary policy. But then she said, outside the narrow field of monetary policy, there are many possibilities to increase that growth, bettering the education system, investing more in worker training, et cetera. These are not things that the Fed can do. Is she looking to Congress and saying, look, if you really want us to take action, you have to do something to boost the economy?
I think she is. And I think that's a very common theme now among central bankers, is that they're saying we can only do so much with monetary policy, with interest rates. And at some point, they really believe that the governments need to respond with some fiscal policy, whether it be infrastructure spending or education spending, something to give an extra jolt to the economy, because the monetary policy sort of has diminishing returns after a while. And, you know, they can't really do much more with it to stimulate the economy.
Right. And little hope of any action happening in Congress until after November at the earliest, I'd say.
Well,
right. Finally, Mike, just briefly, there were activists and protesters outside the symposium today, but this year, for the first time, there was a public forum for policymakers to meet with activists. What's going on with that?
Yeah, there's a group called Fed Up that showed up in Jackson Hole. And one of their goals is they're of the camp that believes that rates should stay lower for longer. And they also want more diversity in the Fed.
Yeah.
You know, the regional banks are, let's face it, mostly white male bankers, and they think there's room for some more diversity.
Well, Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, thanks so much.
Thank you.